T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ah, yes, it's the best sports radio show in South Carolina, as awarded as such over the weekend. It's great to be here with you. Well, listen. I've actually had Lonzo. You're raising a finger at me. Thankfully, it's not that finger. Yes, we are the number one sports radio show in all of South Carolina, okay, as awarded as such.
The best is an opinion. Number one is a designation.
Okay. I've actually had this conversation with our boss.
He's wrong.
He's wrong?
If he walks in here, I will tell him he's absolutely wrong on this. Number one is a designation. Best is an opinion. We were designated number one. He can walk in here right now, and I will prove to him that he's wrong.
Mark Hendricks, I think that's an invite to come into the studio and have this debate.
Come on.
All right.
Because you're wrong.
All right.
We are number one, and number one implies that you're the best. Okay.
Boss man, I think we've both been overruled. We are the number one sports talk show.
What's wrong with you people?
In the state of South Carolina. We are Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
By the way, did you notice someone came in the room and was kind of angry about that yesterday? People don't like it when you point out that you're number one.
Who was?
The person that comes in after us.
Oh,
you might sit in this chair.
Will?
No, not Will.
Oh, Diesel.
Will's a bench player. He's a great bench player.
And
I don't see him getting mad about something like that. No, I thought Will, Diesel was a little bothered by it. I'm just
if you're not bothered by it, I think there's something wrong with you. I think it's something that should bother you a little bit. If you have that competitive gene, we should all want to win. We should all want to be the best.
Number two, you're first loser. I mean, that's just how that goes.
Is that what?
That's just how that works.
I have never, in 143 shows, I have never seen you open the show with the venom and the total lack of fear or lack of respect to hierarchy that you are now opening this show with today. In 2 minutes on the air here, Lonzo, and by the way, please clip this because this is the best thing we heard today, okay? Whatever you picked, we're going to replace it with these 2 minutes, okay? Because in these 2 minutes, you have called out our boss. You have said, hell no, we're not calling it the best sports show. We're calling it the number one sports show because best is subjective. Then you have called out the show after us and said they've got their panties in a twist about the fact that they didn't win. All right. I don't know who this Lonzo is. I haven't known this Lonzo in 7 months of working here. But I'll tell you, I really like this Lonzo. I really like this. Can this particular version of you come out a little bit more often?
Here's the thing. You know, you and I are a team, whether we act like it or not. It's us against everybody else. And I told you, I want to win. I don't care what we're playing at. You know, if I was playing Michael Jordan at something, we would play for 5 days straight because he doesn't like to lose and neither do I.
Okay. Well, folks, foreshadowing here, the best thing you heard today just happened. And Lonzo's stepping out of character here for a minute. More normally the demure Lonzo, the very soft-spoken Lonzo, the very polite Lonzo. Somebody has pissed in his cornflakes this morning.
How was I impolite in anything that I said? I stated fact. I think stating fact is not impolite. It's stating fact. Fact is fact. Okay.
Now, the question is, as we segue here, I've never in 142 shows, I've never seen anything like this, Lonzo. I've got to admit, I'm color me impressed. And look, this is, what do all the rejoins for the show say? Big opinions, right? That the intro says big opinions. I feel like you've opened this up today. And this show sounds like it's Offsides with Lonzo Reitzel today.
Here's the thing. 23 years of radio, that was the best submission I have ever done. And I am not going to back down about that. I am so proud of that submission that if it didn't win, I would have went to the powers that be and asked them who judged it so I could talk to them.
Okay, but you organize the submission. The submission is both of us. It's the material.
I'm speaking for us.
Oh, okay.
I'm not
okay.
speaking for me. This okay. is not my award. This is our award.
It is our award.
I cannot put content together unless there is content. I realize that.
Yes.
Okay. Don't feel slighted.
Not feeling slighted.
Because you're acting like you're feeling
no,
slighted.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I am just I'm taking a back seat right here to the Lonzo Show here on a hump day edition of Offsides with Mark Ryan. I love this. I'll also tell you, let me bring you behind the curtain a little bit. My folks, Lonzo, were ecstatic that we won this award, right? They were absolutely ecstatic. I think they sent me like a little gift in the mail to take myself out for a treat for
Good
this.
Good for you.
Yeah. They've been emailing me every day. How does it feel like to be the champion? How does it feel like to be the best? What's it like to walk in your office now that everybody knows you're the number one show? So they're saying this left and right. But, you know, my mom, because she knows me, said, Mark, you know, just listen, I know you, Mark. Be humble about this. Okay? She says, be humble about this because I know you. So I said, oh, Mom, don't worry. It'll be great. I'll just refer to us as the best sports show in South Carolina. She laughs and she goes, I wouldn't do that. So then what happens? Then we have a conversation yesterday. I said, Mom, you must have loved that show on Monday where you're telling me to be humble. And Lonzo interrupts me on the show and's like, no! We're the damn best show around here.
That's not what I said.
Okay.
He's paraphrasing.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, we're the best show around here. There's no time for humility here. There's no crying in baseball. There's no humility in radio. We're the best damn show around. So, Mrs. Ryan, with all due respect, I will not be humble on these airwaves. I will puff my chest out, walk around, challenge our boss on terminology. Insult the show after us. My name is Lonzo Reitzel, and I approve this darn message.
By the way, all the people that I supposedly insulted, they know that that's the real me, so it's no big deal.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I mean, this 7 minutes since we started the show, Lonzo,
it's football
has been,
season, man. Aren't you pumped?
This has been my favorite 7 minutes of you on this entire show, and I think I speak for the entire upstate that says, give me more of the balls to the wall, chest thumping Lonzo
Reitzel. Here's the thing, if we both act that way, it would be unbearable. So we can't both be that way in one day. This room would not contain
it. No, I don't know if it could contain it. I don't know. But here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of facts, and Lonzo's like, it is a fact. It best is subjective. It is a fact we're the number one sports show in South Carolina. Is this a fact when it comes to the Clemson Tigers? Colin Cowherd yesterday on the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports 1. Now, you've heard me say on this show that I believe the Clemson Tigers are an NFL team playing college football. And their game lines show that as well. They have a conference game next Thursday night. They're favored by 34 points in a conference game against a conference opponent, Georgia Tech, who's not going to be the worst team in that league, not even close. The same Clemson Tigers on the road against a team that ESPN believes is a top 20 team in America to end the season. The Clemson Tigers are favored by 23.5 points on the road at South Carolina, the final game of the year. They're favored by 17.5 points against Texas A&M, who's in the top 10. So I believe Clemson to be an NFL team playing college football. And Colin Cowherd yesterday on The Herd with Colin Cowherd had a different context in terms of what he was saying.
This kid's never lost.
Fact, talking about, sorry, pause it for one second.
Involved at the college level.
He's talking about Trevor Lawrence. So he's talking about Trevor Lawrence and you know, he's never lost. And let's continue with the clip.
This kid's never lost. In fact, the only close game he's ever been involved in at the college level is Syracuse, a good program, not stupendous. They win about 55% of their games over the last 30 years. They have a very good head coach, very good staff. But he didn't finish that game. He got whacked. He got hurt. So I think Clemson has a chance. They have the first or second best running back, first or second best head coach, first or second best wide receiver. They're rebuilding their defensive front, but Clemson always brings in all sorts of dudes that can play up there. They won't be quite as dominant on the defensive line. They've got a very workable schedule. I think they have a chance to be the best college team of all time.
Whoa, whoa, the best college team of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, is that a hot take or is it accurate? 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. I don't know if you guys realize this, but immediately after the season ended and when I began working here, and I've been here through the duration of the offseason here, the first few months, people were still reticent to move Clemson ahead of Alabama. Nick Saban was still first on all the Coach of the Year ballots. Tua Tagovailoa was still first in the Heisman preseason Heisman counts. Alabama was still listed as the best team in the country heading into next year. And I'm talking about February, March, and April. And then there's kind of the last month or so, there's kind of been a sea change, hasn't there? There's kind of been, people are going back, they're taking a second look at that national championship game, and they're saying, damn, Clemson wiped the floor with that team. And damn, Nick Saban is 68 and Dabo Swinney is 49. And look at the trajectory of these two programs. Is the Alabama dynasty dying? And is the Clemson dynasty in its, you know, is it at its peak right now? Right. Is nadir the right word, Lonzo? Nadir, high point. Am I saying that? Am I using that word correctly? N-A-D-I-R. I'm trying to figure that out. But I will say this. I when Colin Cowherd says they have the chance to be the very best team in the history of college football, I don't know about defensively. I think defensively we have question marks there. You've got AJ Terrell in the back half. You've got Isaiah Simmons up front. You've got Xavier Thomas, who despite being listed on All-American teams, was third string on Clemson heading into the season. You've got Niles Pinckney returning also on that defensive line to disrupt the middle. But you lost four draft picks on that defensive line. There is a ton to replace. And as of this moment, we don't yet know if Clemson's defense is going to be middle of the pack, top 25%, or upper echelon in all of college football. We do know, I mean, it would be a shock of all shocks if that offense isn't leading the nation in yards, if that offense isn't leading the nation in points. What better offensive line do you have in college football? Four of the five are on one of the three preseason All-SEC teams, four of the five offensive linemen. What better running back, quarterback in college football? What two starting wide receivers are better in all of college football? I think this has a chance. I mean, you know, I think back to college football eras that I have witnessed, that I have seen. And, of course, I remember Danny Werfel, Riedel Anthony, Ike Hilliard at the University of Florida. This is better than that. I remember Tim Tebow and Riley Cooper and Percy Harvin at the University of Florida. This is better than that. I remember Sam Bradford in that high-speed octane offense at Oklahoma. Way better than that. Way better than Marcus Mariota and Chip Kelly at Oregon. Way better than that. I'm not so sure that it is a stretch to say that Colin Cowherd is not guilty of a hot take here. Is that more apt to be a hot take or is it accurate? More thoughts from Colin. We'll continue this conversation right after this on Offsides with Mark Ryan. You ready for this, Lonzo? The number one sports radio show in the entire state of South Carolina and the best damn submission we've ever put forward right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we're getting a drive-by from Will Pelagic, who's filling in on Straight Up with Sturge right now. And, you know, thanks for having me on your program. This is Will Pelagic, and we are here to help your program offer a different perspective and going to get to some anti-disestablishmentarianism and hope to avoid adjudication on the program today. Will is correcting me. He's like, the word you were looking for is zenith. And I said, okay, right, nadir would be the opposite. He said, correct. And then this is what he gives me, Lonzo. He gives me this pussycat. Don't worry, you don't have to hit the dump button. He gives me this pussycat, and then he says, greater than sign Gators, because he's a Tiger, right? He went to Missouri, and then he said, Missouri greater than Florida, to which I said, absolutely never. That will never happen.
They might be after Saturday, at least for 1 week.
Oh, you're saying Florida's going to lose to Miami?
I said might. So you have absolute confidence that Florida is going to beat Miami.
Look, when you are confident in your head coach, and I'm confident in Mullen, I would be worried about the matchup if Dan Mullen wasn't the coach at Florida. And I'll tell you why. Because Florida's offensive line isn't even ranked among the top half of offensive lines in the country. They lost four or five starters. But Miami has got the best defensive line in the ACC, including Clemson, and the best linebacker group in the ACC, including Clemson. But when you have faith in your head coach, you have faith that they're going to figure it out. And I have faith that Dan Mullen is going to figure things out in this particular game. I really do. Now, I'll tell you, Lonzo, what I don't understand, okay? And I have no problem saying this whatsoever. There's something I won't allow fans to pressure me on, and I don't think Clemson fans should allow people to pressure them on this as well, and that's the schedule. Now, I don't understand this for the life of me. When you are Florida and you play in the Southeastern Conference and you play in the best conference in all the land, and then you play Florida State out of conference, your schedule is plenty good enough. But new athletic director at Florida, Scott Strickland, says that Florida is trying to play 10, at least 10, Power 5 opponents every single year. At least 10 every single year, which I don't get. And then yesterday it was announced that Florida is signing on for two more games against Miami in 2024 and 2025. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Your schedule's plenty good enough the way that it is. You want to make it harder to make the college football playoff? You want to make it harder to play in the national championship game? I don't understand that at all.
Wait. So you're complaining that your team's going to play harder teams?
Correct.
Dude, I don't get that.
Correct, because you're already playing a difficult enough schedule. You know, the idea is to have a high point, to have a zenith. The idea is to have a zenith at one point in your life, Lonzo. And if you keep stacking the deck with entire 12 behemoths, your day will never come. When you play the SEC slate and then you play FSU, that is more than good enough.
Yeah, and but so, see, if Florida, say they play Michigan and they beat Michigan, or they play some big team and they win, and you're comparing their record to some other record, trying to see who's going to get in the playoff, and the other team's best out-of-conference win is the Citadel. I mean, you're going to get that. So yeah, no, I'd rather see my team play all hard teams.
Well, I would not, because number one, if you have two losses, you're never going to go to the playoff. If you have one loss and are the SEC champion, you will go to the playoff. If you have one loss and are not the SEC champion, you have a chance to go to the playoff. Why give your chance? You're going to lose an SEC game. That's going to happen. Confirmed. You are not Alabama. Okay? So why make it that much harder on yourself to go to the postseason? You're good enough. So why is Florida doing this? Pressure. They're doing it because of pressure. They're hearing all these stats on how Florida never plays, you know, big time non-conference games outside of Florida State. They never play out of the state. That's why they felt pressured to sign this deal with Colorado. And I don't want Clemson feeling this pressure at all. I don't want the Clemson Tigers feeling this pressure. And I feel to some degree Dan Radakovich and Dabo Swinney and company do feel that pressure. I don't think they should. The ACC sucks. Everybody knows that. You and I were at the ACC kickoff, Lonzo. I said when we were there, it felt like Clemson and a bunch of leftovers, right? You and I bantied about bringing a whole box of cupcakes to hand out to the other coaches and hand out to the other teams. It felt like Clemson and a bunch of leftovers. It really, really did. And, you know, we continue to feel like Clemson and Dabo Swinney must be tired for caring after caring the rest of the conference. But, you know, I'm looking at this thing and I'm looking at, you know, I'm looking at Clemson and Florida's schedule and the heat that Clemson's taken from their schedule. If you play in the ACC, there's nothing you can do about the strength of that conference. Absolutely, positively, nothing you can do about that. What you can control is your non-conference schedule. And when you schedule not one but two Southeastern Conference teams in your non-conference schedule, you are doing a yeoman's job. You really are. You're doing an outstanding job there. So I don't understand why Florida is kind of caving to the pressure. Oh, man, we're getting cracked on for our non-conference schedule. We're getting cracked on for our non-conference schedule. There are some pathetic non-conference schedules out there, folks. Some really, really pathetic non-conference schedules out there. And, you know, and it's something that those teams should be ashamed of. But when you play in the SEC, when you play in the Southeastern Conference, and when you play Florida State out of conference, you have nothing to say. You have no apologies to make to anybody. By the way, here's who Tennessee plays outside of conference this year. You ready for this? Georgia State, BYU, Chattanooga, and UAB. Tennessee, the Tennessee Volunteers. You know what that's called? We need some wins, baby. We're getting beaten up.
That's exactly what that's called, because every year Tennessee's up and coming. They're going to be really good this year, and it never happens.
BYU is their give us some respect non-conference game this year. BYU, Georgia State, Chattanooga, and UAB is who, and you're Florida, and you're playing Florida State, and you've scheduled a home-and-home with Texas moving forward, a home-and-home with Colorado moving forward. And now you feel pressure to put Miami back on the schedule two more years? I don't get it.
I'm glad Florida. I'm glad they don't think like you do. I think it's a great move. And
I'm not
saying
you need to go Tennessee, Lonzo. You know, you can play FBS schools, but I don't think you need to add Miami every single year if you also have Florida State on there.
If Florida wins all these games that you're complaining about, you're going to be cheering about it. You know you are.
Of course. Of course, but there's no reason to give your humble host a heart attack on August 24th. Okay, there's absolutely no reason to do that. Let's continue, because I thought some of these Colin Cowherd comments were very, very interesting. Cowherd feels undoubtedly that the Clemson Tigers will finish the 2019 season unblemished.
And if you look at their schedule this year, you know, they'll play South Carolina from the SEC. That's a tough one. I think they've got a game somewhere with Texas A&M. They host them early. I mean, their schedule's got your landmines. Georgia Tech, Texas A&M, South Carolina. Those are all losable games. You know, they have to go to Carolina. You know, these are all losable games. So their schedule, it's not daunting, but it's not cupcake. They're going to make it look cupcake. I think this kid is absolutely incredible.
Colin continues. Now, keep in mind that the best quarterback he's ever seen at the collegiate level is Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck went 31-7 during his time at Stanford. And this is hard for him to admit because he's a West Coast guy, likes Oregon, likes all the Seattle teams, likes the Seattle Seahawks, likes USC. It's tough for Colin to give a ton of credit to a quarterback from the ACC, but listen to what he says here about Trevor Lawrence.
I think Clemson has a chance to be an all-time great team. In the games in which Trevor Lawrence started and finished last year, none were close. 20 was the closest, and he was a freshman. He's now a sophomore. They won the ACC championship by 32. They beat Notre Dame by 27. They beat Bama by 28. They beat Louisville by 61. They beat Florida State by 50. He is the best college quarterback I have seen since Andrew Luck. I didn't watch Carson Wentz and Patrick Mahomes enough to make that judgment. I saw him play at 17 in a high school camp. He is the best high school quarterback talent I think I've probably ever seen.
I probably have ever seen. Listen to the words that Colin is throwing out there. And then he continues, you know he loves Andrew Luck, so how does Trevor stack up against John Elway, against Andrew Luck, two of the best, two of the two very best quarterbacks to come out of Stanford in school history.
Basically, Clemson has Alabama's talent, but with the best college quarterback of my life. I told you when Andrew Luck came out, John Elway's the only quarterback I saw play in college and thought, oh, that's what a Hall of Famer looks like in the NFL. And it's not like Elway won a ton in college. He was just bigger, stronger, faster, arm, brain. And then I said, Andrew Luck, I'm like, oh, sophomore year. That's going to be a first ballot. This kid's better, I think, than both. Arm, size, delivery, everything. He's really an all-time talent. So
how will this all stack up, and where will Clemson be as the season progresses here, Colin?
Clemson now is this morning the better program. They have a better staff, a better quarterback. I think they have more momentum. I think they have more stability in their program. They're not losing. It's not a revolving door of assistant coaches and coordinators every year. I think Clemson's now the best program. I'm sure Clemson's going to end up in the national championship. I feel very strongly if Trevor Lawrence is healthy, I think they'll score their way to a national championship.
So it doesn't say that on here, but he's talking about Alabama. He's talking about Clemson as a better program right now than Alabama, and they will be in the national championship before all is said and done. And there's something that's happened to me here, folks, that I'm just now realizing. I've now been here 7 months, right? August 14th was the 7-month anniversary of the show. And I've now been, you know, you kind of get used to things that you're around all the time. I call it being in the bubble. When I moved to Houston and Houston had just made the playoffs and Houston was coming off 9-7 seasons, the Houston Texans NFL team, I was lambasting the fans in that city because I couldn't understand what their problem was, like why everything I was hearing was negative, negative, negative about the team. I wasn't in that bubble yet. Right? I wasn't in the bubble at all. I'm just like, wait a minute. I come from Tampa where we don't win squat. We go 4-12, 5-11 every year. You guys are going 9-7 and 9 out of 10 calls are complaining. The hell's the matter with you? I wasn't in the bubble yet. I did shows accepting apologies from the fans. Now I'm a little bit in the bubble. And because I'm in the bubble here, I've realized that I miss a take like Colin Cowherd has from the outside. He's like, do you guys even realize what we're witnessing right here, right now? 30 touchdowns, 4 interceptions as a freshman. 98 quarterback rating on a scale of 0 to 100. That's the best quarterback rating of all time against a Nick Saban team at Alabama. And oh, by the way, guess what the two highest passing yardage totals were against Nick Saban's defenses since he's been at Alabama? You ready for it? Last year, 347 yards, Trevor Lawrence against Alabama. And Deshaun Watson national championship game, 420 yards passing against Alabama. Folks, Nick Saban better start paying Dabo Swinney rent because Dabo Swinney owns him. Owns him. Is completely owning him of late, right? You give him a quarterback, you give him Deshaun Watson, you give him Trevor Lawrence, Dabo Swinney's the better coach, period. End of story. And he's rightfully number one. So, Colin Cowherd says the Clemson Tigers could be the best team we've ever seen at the collegiate level. Buying or selling that? 1-844-477-3776 is the number. We'll get your thoughts. We'll get your comments on that. There was an interesting list in our list of the day that ranks the states on niceties. I'll explain next, right here, on the number one damn sports talk show in all of South Carolina. You're darn right. We're Offsides with Mark and Lonzo, ESPN Upstate.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan. A check on Twitter. Auden Taters says the Buffalo Bills would beat Clemson by 30 right now. Auden, I'd ask you, better quarterback, Josh Allen or Trevor Lawrence? That should take you half a second to figure out. Not even close.
What's that have to do with what he said, though?
They wouldn't win by the quarterback's the biggest factor in wins and losses.
No way Clemson could beat Buffalo. They couldn't. They have every shot of winning the national championship again this year, and they probably will, but they could not beat an NFL team.
How about Arizona?
That's tough. That is tough. But they, all right, Arizona wouldn't beat them by as much, but they still would win.
So to all the people that say that the college team could never beat the NFL team, and we're not going to devolve into that, juvenile discussion here today, but I will say this. Traditionally, when you see those lines, like Alabama when they're great versus the 0-16 Cleveland Browns, the line is Cleveland by 24. That's always the line in that game, right? And Lonzo's nodding his head. But here's the point I'd make to you. You've never seen a 24-point upset in sports? So don't tell me it could never happen. Cleveland might be favored by 24, but don't tell me it could never happen. It could most definitely happen, okay? Our NBA superstars lost in the world champions, lost in the Olympics. It can happen, okay?
All right, so project Trevor Lawrence to his first year in the NFL. He's going to play at the level that he's playing now at Clemson in the NFL with the same success.
No, I think he's going to put up video game numbers that wouldn't even be allowed in the NFL. But if Pat Mahomes can do it, you don't think Trevor Lawrence can?
We'll see. We'll see.
So Auden Tater says the Buffalo Bills would beat Clemson by 30. The 2013 FSU squad had all 22 starters drafted and would throttle last year's Clemson team. No chance. No chance whatsoever. Gray Thompson says there's no such thing as an easy schedule. That's rule number one. But the suggestion that schedules can't be blessings or hurdles is misguided at best. Still, the more Power 5 out-of-conference matchups, the better. The better to who, Gray? We're trying to make the playoff, right? Do you need to add that team? No, you don't need to add that team, right? So in the end, you're not punished if you put Murray State on the schedule instead of at Miami. You're punished if you have another loss. Sports and Culture says, that impression of Willie P-Style was horrible yet hilarious. Sounded like a drunk Jerry Seinfeld. Well, a drunk Jerry Seinfeld is my impression of Will Pelagic, Sports and Culture. Got to roll with that. Chris Marshall says, I need you to call into the Paul Feinbaum show and give that opinion. That would be awesome. Chris, your wish is my command. Tyler Busby says, Tennessee has Oklahoma, Pitt, and Nebraska. Ooh, Pitt and Nebraska. Ooh. To add it to the schedule from 2020 to 2027. So, Tyler, you're giving me a seven-year window, and in 7 years, two of your three big boys are Pitt and Nebraska?
So you'd be okay with Florida playing Pitt and Nebraska? You'd be very confident with that?
I
know you're leaving Oklahoma out of there. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Oklahoma I have no interest in. Please, no thank you. No thank you. Michael Stathakis. Now I'm learning. I gotta be careful with when I read Michael Stathakis's tweets now, because he had one that almost had me having a seizure on the air the other day. I like Clemson. Am buying that Clemson is the best program in the country right now. They have. see where he's going. See, it takes you a couple lines to figure out where he's going with his text, but his tweets are the prime example of having an ulterior motive, okay? So he says, I like Clemson and buying that Clemson is the best program in the country right now. They have all of the resources, talent, coaching, and resources that you could want. You see what he did there. I think I see what he did there. Okay. By the way, Lonzo, I don't know if you realize this, but the XFL has released its team names. Have you brought your team names from yesterday to the show? Did you
see?
Get
here's
that?
A problem. You destroyed my team names. You made me feel so little that the guest at the time pointed out how mean you were to me. So I threw them away.
But I'm sure you can remember them.
I remember most of them. Yes.
Okay. I'm absolutely sure you can remember them. We're going to get to that. The XFL team names have been released and coming your way at 2:20 today. At 2:20, we're going to rehash, did the XFL get it right or did Lonzo get it right with the team names? All right, they have been released. It's exciting. Closest team to us is where? Dallas, no. Houston, no. LA, no. New York, no. DC, maybe. D.C.'s closer to us than Tampa, right? Or no? Seattle and St. Louis. St. Louis is further away from us.
Yeah, I think D.C. It's either D.C. or Tampa.
D.C. or Tampa would be the closest one. So the team names are revealed. I had somebody tweet me that the team names sound like and the logos look like they're in Madden Create a Team mode. You know, that's what they look like really kind of low-budget team names.
How do you know they didn't do it that way? It's possible.
They could have. I do want to get to this. Let's see here. Travel.com has released its list of the friendliest states in America in 2019. Okay, the friendliest states in America. Now, I have lived in New York, Texas, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina in terms of the states that I've resided in, right? And in terms of friendliness, Lonzo, I am going to ask you where each state ranks out of 50, okay? Out of 50, where does New York rank among the 50 states in terms of friendliness?
Last.
And the truth shall set you free, sir. Last is correct. New York is the least friendly state in the United States per Travel's 1.5 million person audience. All right, Texas. Where does Texas rank?
26.
They're way better than that. Texas is fourth in friendliness. Colorado, where does Colorado rank in friendliness?
Colorado is probably like 2, because they're also stoned, and stoned people usually are pretty friendly.
What do you mean stoned people?
Colorado, stoned as in high.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. I'm so not used to you going down that road, Lonzo. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Marijuana
when you go there.
Is legal
right,
in Colorado.
It is.
Colorado.
Okay.
Yes.
For some reason, I immediately thought of a Bible reference. We're not stoning anybody there, Lonzo. Come on.
If we did, they wouldn't feel it.
Okay. Florida. If we did, they wouldn't feel it. Florida. Friendliness. Where's Florida ranked in friendliness?
This is so hard for me because I haven't really been anywhere. A lot of old people there, so I'm gonna
rank
them.
We gotta get you out, Lonzo. We really gotta get you out. Well, how many states have you been to?
Driving through count.
Here's how I view state count. Okay, and all of you listening can hear this as well. All right, if you have had boots on the ground outside of the vicinity of the airport, I count that as being in the state. If you had a layover in Detroit, you never left the airport, that doesn't count as you having been in the state, in
well,
my opinion.
Since I won't fly, and being an elderly man, I have to pee quite often, so my boots are in the ground in every state that I drive
good,
through.
Good for you. That's fantastic.
So I've been through every state from here to Ohio and from here to New Jersey.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. So you have never been west of Ohio?
Is Tennessee, the western
no,
part
Tennessee.
Of Tennessee, is yeah. that, I told you I went to Dyersburg for my daughter was in the Little League World Series.
Okay.
It's almost in Missouri. So I think that's probably the most west I've been.
Okay. We're going to complete this list and we're going to tell you where South Carolina ranks and whether I agree or disagree with that ranking next, right here on the number one sports radio show in the state of South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Okay, so I lived in New York. New York is the 50th friendliest state. It's last. It's the least friendly state in the United States of America. And guess what? That's 100% correct. Texas is the fourth friendliest. Here's what would surprise you about the level of friendliness in Texas. You go there, it's 111 degrees, and everyone's stuck in traffic. And yet everyone is still so polite. It's hot as balls. The traffic is the worst you've ever seen, and there's nothing pretty to look at there. Except the people, right? There's nothing in the scenery that's pretty to look at. It's flat, it's hot as balls, and it's the worst traffic you've ever seen.
I can tell you, I was stuck in traffic yesterday, and people were not being nice.
Exactly.
For about 45 minutes.
So it's amazing. It's amazing that they're as friendly as they are in Texas. Colorado, friendliness level number 7. I've lived there. That's accurate. Florida, they say the friendliness level is 42nd out of 50 states. Florida's not very friendly.
It's the old people. Automatically, that's the first thing I think of.
No. I'm going to be real with you.
People go there to retire.
It's the opponent people that Florida's playing in the first week. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's the least friendly city you've ever been in your life. okay? And that brings the whole state down. But some of that influence, some of that South Florida influence makes its way up in the northern parts of the state
as
well.
You still have a dream to go to Disney. You're ruining that.
Orlando isn't the worst because it's all people like you that aren't from there. You know what I'm saying? Disney's not the worst, but man, I'm telling you, Florida's not very friendly. Georgia's 16. Atlanta's not an overly friendly place. Atlanta isn't, but the rest of Georgia I could see being a pretty friendly place. 16, I'll go with that. This is a pretty accurate list, I've got to say. I've really got to say. Where does South Carolina come in on the most friendly states in the United States of America? You ready for this? Third. It says South Carolina's residents are famously welcoming, making it such a friendly place to spend time in. The southern states are well known for their hospitality and kindness, and South Carolina has both in spades. I'm going to tell you a little something. My family came to visit here in May. My sister thought people were being so nice that she didn't believe they were being genuine. Like, she was like, Mark, this place is like, this is like surreal, like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory land here. Like, is this real? Like, the downtown is so clean. Lonzo wouldn't know about that. And the people are so...
Been to downtown many times, back in my 30s and 40s. I'm 50 now. I don't care to go there.
In addition to that, she's like, their people are so friendly. It's just, I'm not used to being that friendly. I feel like, what are they trying to get from me? What are they hiding? Where does she live? Boston. Okay? She lives in Boston. That's how she felt being from Boston. Where does Massachusetts rank on this list? Well, I'm at 30, and I haven't seen them yet. Let's see here. I'm at 40. I haven't seen them yet. Oh, 47, Massachusetts. What do you know?
How bad is Ohio?
Ohio, I found the people in Ohio to be pretty friendly, honestly. So let's see here. Ohio, we're scrolling through the list here, and they're inside the top 30. Ohio is inside the top 20. Ohio's 11th.
Hmm.
They're just outside of the top 10. So South Carolina's third. Lonzo, trivia question for you, and I'll make you a bet here, okay? What I want to see from you, because you made this claim yesterday, you said you can dance. The people want to see you dance on Facebook Live. They're asking for it, okay? They want to see Lonzo dance. They've already seen Lonzo in a dress. They want to see Lonzo dance. What two states are the most friendly states in the United States of America? Don't you start that we're going to break music on me. What two states are the most friendly states? Cut the break music. We're ignoring the hour break.
No,
right here.
We're not going to ignore the hour break.
What are they? What are your guesses?
The two what?
Friendliest states in the country.
In this country?
Stop delaying. Answer the question.
I didn't accept the bet, so it doesn't matter. I'm going to go Idaho and Delaware.
Idaho and Delaware, he says. Idaho is 15th. You got a big no there. And Delaware, the hell is Delaware? The hell is Delaware?
It's near New England.
48.
It's going to say it's down at the bottom.
Back for hour number two after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.